As the First Baptist Church tries to sell off most of its property in downtown Jacksonville, a city official is suggesting a master development plan for the 9 city blocks. Here with more on what that means is Mike Mendenhall with the Jacksonville Daily Record. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. So we've known for a few weeks now that the Baptist Church is selling off a bulk of the property downtown. It's been a huge presence in downtown for many decades. The business community is certainly interested in what will happen to that property. And we got a little hint of what the city is thinking at a meeting.
So the comments by Downtown Investment Authority CEO Lori Boyer were not planned. She was actually responding to one of her board members who asked her what she felt the DIA's role would be in the First Baptist Church property sale. And essentially, she didn't so much say what the DIA's role would be, but she did offer her opinion as to how she feels the First Baptist Church should proceed. And that's with a master plan and a master developer.
What does a master plan and a master developer mean?
So essentially, it's when you have one development company that will come in and create a plan for the entire property. Among those 9 blocks, 6 are actually contiguous. So whatever is put on to that land could have interconnecting uses. Boyer has actually suggested a medical innovation campus. There's also been some talk about possibly trying to bring more higher education campuses into downtown. Now, Boyer told me in an interview afterward that she has not actually met with First Baptist leadership. However, she did reach out to them shortly after their first announcement. She's hoping that they can maybe work together to come up with a solution that'll be beneficial for both the city and for First Baptist. That property has such a large footprint in downtown. Whatever's developed there could really mean a lot of growth for downtown Jacksonville, and it could spark a lot of other economic development within the North Bank.
What is the role of the Downtown Investment Authority just in development in general? Would they have to be involved, for example, in a sale like this?
With a private property sale, not necessarily. Now, if the developer comes to the city asking for incentives such as tax rebates or completion grants, then that would actually go before the DIA for approval. The Downtown Development Review Board actually would approve the designs, the architectural designs of any type of development that went on those parcels, and that is under the purview of the DIA. But First Baptist Church would have to go to the city for other things as well if they sold to a developer who wanted to demolish an existing structure there or when they go to get their permits to build. So the city does play a role in the development, but as far as deciding what the use is, that is going to be up to whomever the First Baptist Church sells to.
Any idea whether the church has been talking to developers or interested people who might want to buy their land?
I was able to make contact with First Baptist leaders yesterday. They told me that they are in the final stages of securing a real estate broker in the process, but they have no plans for a formal announcement. Because it's a private development, it's not owned by any government entity. They could talk as much or as little as they want to.
That's the Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's your business brief.